Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the Light the Fight podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. As always, I got my main man here, Rojo.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
As he's taking a drink of water,
yeah.
K. Scott.
What's going on?
What's up, fellas?
You know, big chilling.
On a scale from one, on a scale from 1 to 10, you feeling nice or you feeling noise?
I'm feeling noise. Man, N-O-I-C-E, the noise.
Man, I'm sore. I'm just nice.
So you're feeling some ice.
Yeah, right.
Like some ice right now, not noise. Some ice.
Yeah, like Steve would say, "What ice up, son?"
Yeah, ice up, son. Well, welcome, you guys, visiting us on another episode of OG Therapy. And as always, we're bringing you guys real questions from real life teenagers. And us being the OGs, we're just weighing in a little bit, give you a little bit of extra feedback. Parents, please clip these messages, or not clip them. Take these podcast episodes, share them with your youth. It always helps to have your youth hear it from someone else. And also, too, for all you youth out there, if this is something that you think could help another friend of yours, someone that's going through a difficult time, again, share these episodes with them as well. That's why we're doing a lot shorter form. Just get to each question from an individual. If you have any sort of questions that you want to send in to us, if you are sparked by some of the ideas that other teenagers are asking questions, maybe you have a little bit more detail to a question that we talked about but you want us to elaborate on, please hit us up in the DMs. Go and follow us, OG Therapy Inc. on Instagram. It's OG Therapy Inc. is the Instagram one, right, Jordan?
OG dot therapy.
Is there an ink in that one?
No.
Okay. OGtherapyinc.com is the website, so you can also send us an email through there. But I know most of you youngsters, you'll most likely go to Instagram, send us a DM, and we greatly appreciate it, so we can add it to our list. And every single month, we'll be picking out a handful of people that submit questions, and we'll be sending you gift cards. So if you do submit a DM, give us just a little bit of information about the question, and then if we pick it, we'll DM you back and let you know, hey, and then you'll have to, you know, even if you just send us like what school you go to, we can just email it to the school, not email it, but we can just mail the gift card to the school. We'll get you the hookup that we promise you for sending in such great questions. So let's get to the question for right now. And the question is, what is the best way to cope with loneliness? Now, I picked this question because it's pretty general. We could take this in a lot of different directions, but the first thought that comes to your mind, I want you guys to think about this loneliness, because there's technically different types of like how you can get to lonely, right? Some people may be surrounded by people yet feel really lonely. Other people may be actually lonely and isolated, you know, not really, you know, getting out much, like a pandemic type situation where that was a different type of loneliness, right? It's like you're not alone because, you know, you got your people in your household stuck with you, but you are feeling isolated from other people who you'd want to spend time with. So how do you deal with, or the best way to cope with loneliness? What are some of your guys' thoughts?
I mean, I'll take this one, Kenneth, because the loneliness kicks in. It kicked in heavy for me, and it might not be the exact type, but once I was released from the NFL, that next day when you know that you're supposed to go to work, you know, go to practice, and you're not going to practice, and then most of the friends that you made was on the team, they're at practice, and then it started to hit you where it's like you're in a state where I was in the state of Nashville, Tennessee, and I had no family here. Like no family there at all. So it started to get very lonely and start to get like a little bit depressed for me, because I'm like, okay, what is, like, I have nobody to really call and talk to. It took me about a full week before I realized I need to call my brothers. I called all my brothers and I bought them plane tickets to come to me, because I was just like, I'm kind of lost. I don't know. It felt like I was by myself. It really legit felt like I was by myself, which is that loneliness. And it's a good thing that I have a big family that I can just call my brothers. It's five of us. So I just call them and tell them to come. And then it lit a different type of energy inside of me when it came to seeing my brothers, where they were just talking to me about a lot of things. And then I felt right at that moment, I need to be closer to them.
Yeah.
Because that's the most important thing, is having your family, having a family support. And rather it's family support. And some people, I'll let the kids know, even having a dog as a companionship is something that's important. Just being able to feel like somebody is there for you can help you through some of the tough times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One thing that came to my mind when you're talking about that, I've counseled a lot of teenagers, even just this past year, when they were done with the sport. Very similar to what you talked about, Rojo. When they're done with the sport, they're like, okay, like, I'm a senior now. Everybody else is getting ready to do that sport next year. Like, they're in the spring. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, okay, they're not playing in college. They're not moving on. Like, that part of their career and that part of their life is over. Other people have told me, like, if their friends, you know, graduated a year earlier than they did, and they're kind of like the only one, the friend group still left, or if they had some friends that were a year younger and they're graduating, they don't really have those people to hang out with. But mm-hmm. I like what you said, Rojo. It took you about a week to figure out that you got to reach out to other people. Yeah, a lot of times teenagers will come to me and say, I don't have any friends to hang out with. And I say, okay, turns out they have friends. They just haven't talked to those friends in a while. And right. those friends didn't play the same sports. Maybe those mm-hmm. friends were, you know, off doing other things. And they told me that they thought it'd feel awkward or different if they just reached out to those friends out of the blue. But what you're saying is, like, you got to do something. Like, you got to reach out to people. You got to put yourself out there. K Scott, what do you think?
Nah, I totally agree. And it kind of goes back to what you were mentioning in the beginning, though, cause like, that was one example that Rojo was saying, but the other example was feeling lonely when you're not alone. Like, that's a crazy little ironic statement in itself. Yeah. And to be honest, I find myself in that pod a lot of times. And for me, it's like, okay, when I do feel alone, when I'm not alone, that must mean that I'm lacking some type of meaningful connection with the people around me. And so when that happens, I try to disengage from it. And then I try to go see and explore my interests that I do have, because I know if I'm connected to that interest and those people are connected to that interest, then we must have a mutual connection in that piece that makes me filled inside. Right. And we can and connect on that compass, because, man, I often feel that. And it's just me being in the wrong crowds or me feeling judged in my mind, feeling judged when I'm just not supposed to be around that certain type of crowd. And so I feel social loneliness a lot, me personally.
Yeah. See, you can socially isolate yourself without even knowing. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, it does, you don't know that you're even doing it until it's like not too late, but until it starts dawning on you about, I'm like self doing this to myself. Like, I'm like killing myself.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I have other people that I can reach to. And cause that was really good to hear you say that, because when you're going through this as a kid, you really don't feel like you have anybody. And it sucks, because you feel like nobody is dealing with this, and you don't know that you don't know that others are dealing with it unless you say something. And the best feeling to get out of a loneliness is to have somebody to talk to, because the energy just push off, and it's having somebody that's there where maybe they can deal with the same thing, or maybe they able to just talk to you to let you see that you're not alone.
Mm-hmm. Boom. You know, I say this a lot with the word bored, when teenagers say, like, I'm so bored. But I could also use this with loneliness as well. And what I mean is that when kids come and tell me, it's like, I'm so bored, I don't have anything to do, I'm bored. Being bored is really like a notification. And I use this terminology, notification, because pain is a notification. When we're in pain, that is a notification to do something to stop said pain. It's like if you're holding on to a boiling stove, like a boiling pan on a stove, like, wow, this really hurts. My fingers are melting. The pain is trying to tell you, fool, drop the pot, like, drop it, don't burn yourself anymore. Imagine if you couldn't feel pain. Most people would be dead. Mm-hmm. I forget the name of it. What you can't feel pain. Maybe our producer back there can Google that for me, so it makes me look smart for saying what's that when people can't feel pain. I always forget the terminology, one of those big words. But anyways, I say the same thing for boredom that I do for loneliness. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes loneliness is a notification. So our ancestors, they didn't have the luxury of being bored or lonely. They really didn't. I never hear stories from, you know, the Native Americans being like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna hang out in my teepee all day and not come out. I mean, you're not gonna come out of your teepee. It's only 6 feet big. It's like you stay in your teepee all day when it's dark inside. It's right. Like, nah. If you want to experience anything in life, you had to get outside the teepee, right? Like, you know, right. You had to get outside there. Same thing, like, you know, people that I came from, the Polynesians, that they have these little huts that they be under, the Fales, and it's like everything happens outside of there. That's just for shelter, right? That's not necessarily. Oh yeah, okay, we got it here. So it is. Congenital insensitivity to pain, anhidrosis. Is that it? Anhidrosis. CIPA.
Spell it.
Yeah, it's a very rare and extreme dangerous condition. People with CIPA, so congenital insensitivity to pain and hidrosis. Okay. So pain sensing nerves in these patients are not properly connected in parts of their brain that receive the pain messages. Yeah, you definitely need pain. Thank you, appreciate it. You definitely need pain. So just like with boredom, loneliness can also be an invitation. When someone says, man, I'm feeling so lonely, I'm feeling so down, so lonely. Well, there's a lot of things, hence the reason why they ask this question. You can reach out to people, right? That's a huge mm-hmm. one. But you can also reach out to some of the things that you have a great interest in. If you're into art, if you're into music, if you're into building things, working on those things, you may not realize it, but it'll make you feel less lonely. And the reason why it'll make you feel less lonely, if you're working on a poem, if you're drawing a picture, if you're building something, like tinkering with something in your garage, the reason why I make you feel less lonely is because technically you're not alone. You have to summons another part of you in your creativity. You're focusing on, okay, now I got to turn something on inside my brain that goes into get stuff done mode. How do I figure out this problem mode? So you're not alone when you're trying to work towards something. Now, is there another person in the room? No, but you're not thinking about your isolation. You're not thinking about no one wants to be around you because you're doing things that stimulate your brain. When you're doing things that stimulate your brain's figuring out problems. If your brain is capable of figuring out problems, you're capable of surviving longer. If you're capable of surviving longer, then the people who know you and like you around you, they're going to survive longer because they're going to be entertained by what you learn. They're going to be like, let's say if you're good at building things, like, oh, I learned how to build like a cool shelter. Okay, well, then that could help someone. Point is, when we're productive, that's why parents all the time growing up, I'm sure you guys parents say the same thing. What's that saying? Idle hands is the devil's workshop.
Yep.
So when you're not doing nothing, guess what you're not doing? You're not increasing any skills that make you valuable.
Wow, that's good. I like that.
So loneliness can sometimes be a real thing because, you know, you're heartbroken, or maybe you're lonely because you've blown up every bridge and every relationship in your life. Maybe you caused some problems. Maybe you're lonely because you had to leave a friend group. Whatever it is, all those things can be seen as invitations, aka notifications to do something about it. If you're getting out of a bad situation, or maybe it's not a bad situation, maybe it's like Rojo's situation, getting done with a certain important time of your life, a sport or a certain time that's no longer going to be that way anymore. You feel that withdrawal, that loneliness from it. Well, that means it's time for you to start engaging in other things, because that's not your only talent. That's not the only thing that you're capable of. Rojo found out, he's really good at playing football, enough for people paying money to do it, but he's also really good at other things. Same thing with Kenneth. It's like, he may have got cut from the LA Rams, but dang, you know, your wife still loves you, right? Your lady still loves you. Your kids still like you. It's like, you know, other people want to hire you and start businesses with you guys. Yeah. So obviously these things can be notifications. So that's the answer to the loneliness question. As you guys have heard before, but we'll continue to post it and continue to talk about it. Follow us on Instagram, follow us on YouTube. And before you know it, we're going to be posting about these cool groups that you as teenagers are going to be able to be a part of, where Kenneth, Rojo, and myself, we're going to be doing weekly groups to help kids. These are called social health groups. They're not mental health groups. They're social health groups, just to talk to other people going through similar life struggles, give each other some feedback, give each other some support, and at the end of the day, help each other's lives be better. So tune in for the next episode. We look forward to hearing more from you here on OG Therapy. Send us in DMs if you got questions. We want to get them. We want to get to your questions. And until next time, we're going to think of the next answer for the next question we got.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.